This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Finland and Sweden have applied for NATO membership amid concerns over Russia's war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Stoltenberg says NATO allies agree that this is an historic moment which we must seize. The applications now submitted must be weighed by the 30 member countries. That process is expected to take about 2 weeks, but Turkey's president has expressed reservations about Finland and Sweden joining. The two, however, could officially become members once their accession protocols are ratified, even if Turkey's leaders' objections are overcome. That could take a few months. The process usually takes 8 to 12 months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian fighters extracted from the last bastion of resistance in Mariupol were taken to a former penal colony in enemy-controlled territory, and a top military official hoped they could be exchanged for Russian prisoners of war. But a Moscow lawmaker said they should be brought to justice. The Russian parliament planned to take up a resolution Wednesday to prevent the exchange of Azov Regiment fighters, who held out for months inside the Azovstal steelworks plant while Mariupol was under siege, according to Russian news agencies. Nearly 1,000 Ukrainian troops holed up at Azovstal have handed themselves over this week, the Russian Defense Ministry said Wednesday. France strongly condemns the expulsion of 34 of its diplomats by Russia, the foreign ministry said Wednesday, a tit-for-tat move by Moscow after Paris ordered some Russian staff to leave. The ministry said in a statement the step had, quote, no legitimate basis, end quote, and that the work of diplomats and staff at France's embassy in Russia takes place within the framework of the Vienna Convention. This is VOA News. U.S. Representative Madison Cawthorn has conceded in his Republican primary bid in the U.S. state of North Carolina, while another Trump-endorsed candidate wins the Senate nomination. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In North Carolina's crowded Senate race, Trump-backed U.S. Congressman Ted Budd won the Republican primary.
I'm a conservative fighter, I'm America first, and I am honored to be your Republican nominee.
He'll be running against a black former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley.
I'm running to bring North Carolina values back into the Senate.
First-time Congressman Madison Cawthorn lost his race in the GOP primary for North Carolina's 11th district to State Senator Chuck Edwards. Cawthorn lost the support of state Republican leaders after a series of publicly disclosed personal and political blunders. In November, Edwards will take on the Democratic frontrunner Jasmine Beach Ferrara. She's a county commissioner, an ordained minister, and an LGBTQ plus activist. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has cleared booster shots for healthy children ages 5 to 11 years old. It's not clear how much demand there will be for boosters in this age group. Only about 30% of them have had the initial two Pfizer doses since vaccines opened up to them in November. In a small study, Pfizer found a booster revved up those children's level of virus-fighting antibodies, including those able to fight the super-contagious Omicron variant. North Korea said Wednesday more than a million people have already recovered from suspected COVID-19 just a week after disclosing an outbreak it appears to be trying to manage in isolation, as global experts express deep concern about the public health threat. The country's antivirus headquarters announced nearly 233,000 new cases of fever and another six deaths in state media Wednesday. A new study says pollution of all types is killing 9 million people a year. About three-quarters of that is air pollution. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Tuesday's study says overall pollution deaths haven't changed much from 2015 to 2019, but that's because household pollution from primitive stoves and waste-filled water pollution is down. Air pollution deaths from cars, trucks, and industry are up 55% from 2000. Scientists say pollution deaths are increasing, especially in poorer nations. While pollution deaths are dropping in the United States, dirty air, water, lead, and pollution at work still kills 140,000 Americans a year, more than in any other industrialized nation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And recapping our top story, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Finland and Sweden have applied for NATO membership amid concerns over Russia's war on Ukraine. Stoltenberg says NATO's allies agree this is an historic moment which must be seized. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.